Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to discuss the season 4 finale.
Yikes.
I Heart New York.
Oh, and we really don't have any butthole dons. We do have one. We do have one butthole don. That Tammy, that we love, Dr. Tammy.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
Someone actually messaged me and said, I think she's an ultrasound technician. So maybe that's why she didn't have an official title. I just loved the choice, though, of like the producers to give certain people names.
Yeah, this one's going to be... I think this one's Tammy.
Yeah, this she's definitely a Tammy.
Also, I started singing... Butthole Dawn to the tune of Delta Dawn the other day.
Oh, Butthole Dawn, what's that flower? Got on. Ew.
Anyway, so I Heart New York.
I Heart New York.
Can you make a mistake and miss your fate? When Carrie learns that Mr. Big is leaving town, she is nostalgic about the relationship and the city she loves. Meanwhile, Samantha is suspicious of Richard's lunch partners. Charlotte realizes that she may be ready to deal with her marriage past, but not her dating future. And Miranda starts her new significant relationship. I should note this was written by MPK and directed like last week's by Martha Coolidge.
Does Charlotte really deal with her marriage past?
Not really.
Okay. Also, was this when the whole I Heart You thing started?
So the sort of, I guess, crazy thing about this episode is this, you know, this is... This last batch of episodes were on, obviously, after September 11th.
Right.
They were all written. They were all edited. They were all filmed.
Okay.
And it was all done before September 11th. So it feels very much like this is a commentary on where we were, but it wasn't. It just kind of happened to be that
way. Well, no, I was just wondering, like, you know how people would say, I heart you, instead of I love you? Remember when that became a thing? I just didn't know if it was based off of this.
No, I think it's the reference to the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So I think that's what it is.
I just thought maybe it was another pop culture thing.
I don't think so.
And those t-shirts are still 3 for $10.
Yeah. And no one that lives in New York wears them.
No. But I had about 4 of them when I was in... I think I've said this, had one that said future Broadway star. Yikes.
Still possible.
Still possible. I'm just coming into my prime.
Yeah. So there's a time of year in New York.
Even before the first leaf falls, you can feel the seasons click.
This is like my favorite time of year in New York. The seasons click and it becomes starts to become fall. I do really love. I'm like, oh, yeah. The heat is over.
And does Carrie not have an air conditioner?
That's funny because we've never seen one.
Right. And they just made a comment that it's when you need a blanket.
Right.
So which would mean that she was sleeping without a blanket. I don't have an air conditioner in my bedroom.
I do. I would die. I wonder if I've told this story before. When I moved to New York, Madonna had just done like a photo spread and article in, I think it was Rolling Stone, where she talked about how she didn't believe in air conditioning, that like when it gets hot out, you just adjust to the heat. And I remember I moved to New York the beginning of May. We are almost to my 19-year New York anniversary.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not getting an air conditioner. And in my mind, I lasted a couple of months. And I think when I later on found the receipt, I mean, this was many years ago when I looked at the receipt from the Sears where I had purchased 2 air conditioners. I believe it was dated May 7th. I believe I lasted for 5 days. And I was like, nope, this isn't working. She needs an air conditioner. But yeah, it's funny that we've never seen one. She mentioned in an episode a few weeks ago of like, this is going to save me a lot of money in air conditioning.
Yeah.
So I feel like she must, but yeah, there's not one in the window. Maybe not.
Because I have them in my apartment, just not in my room.
And then she talks about how the change in season brings up other needs as well. There are moments we've talked about it.
Carrie is in heat.
Yeah, where I think Carrie and I have very different lives. Where she just calls up Mr. Big.
Yeah, she's like, I'm lonely.
I can't sleep. I'm feeling a little lonely. And she wants to come over.
And I immediately knew it was Big because, well, she's not going to call. Well, maybe she'd call Aiden, but that red wall.
Yeah, the red wall is
big. And there's some weird elevator hold music happening during all this.
Okay.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah, she brought pizza.
Yeah.
I do think it's funny that she's like ahead of time, to be clear. This is just company. And then she shows up and is like, get it while it's hot.
Yeah. Also, I was confused as to what time it was. Because
I have that same thought. Like, was she lonely at like 1 in the morning?
Right.
And now it's like 3:30?
Right. And like, where did she go? Because you can get a slice of pizza at any time, but who's going to sell you the whole pie at 3 a.m.?
Yeah. So it must be like 10. Like, it must be like nighttime, but early in the nighttime.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had that same thought, though. I'm like, how late at night is this happening?
Right.
And he's all packed up.
Yeah, moving sort of, boxes everywhere.
She goes in there and all of his stuff is gone. He's leaving New York. He bought a vineyard.
In Napa.
Yeah, because he was tired of old New York.
Well, if you're tired of old New York, you should take a Napa. Don't move to Napa.
That line is so dumb, but it actually does make me laugh.
He's moving Monday at 5.
Yeah.
Yikes. And she says to him, like, you can't move. You are the Chrysler Building. The
Chrysler Building would be all wrong in the vineyard.
Which is funny, because the other day, you were actually with me when we were having dinner, and a mutual friend of ours commented and called me the Chrysler Building, and I didn't know what he was talking about. I was like, is he getting that Miss Hannigan quote wrong? But I think he was referencing the podcast, right? Because that's...
Oh, could be.
Is that another... Do people call each other the Chrysler Building in the world?
I don't think so.
Right. So I think, because that happens to me a lot, actually. People will quote Sex and the City to me, but I'm not there yet.
Right. I mean, I do it all the time.
Yeah. So I don't think I knew that that was happening, but we were talking about the podcast, and he was like, well, you're the Chrysler Building. And I was like, and we're going to clean until it shines like the top of the Chrysler Building.
I do think this does sort of beg the question of, was he not going to tell her? Because I don't think he was going to tell her.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that he was just going to kind of go.
Yeah, she would call one day and be like, I'm lonely. And he'd be like, I'm at the beach. Yeah. Like, that would totally happen.
Yeah, and yeah.
This begs a question for me, though. If Mr. Big is the Chrysler Building, what New York building are you?
I want to say I'm the Flatiron, but I'm not that skinny anymore.
I think I'm the M&M store.
That's pretty good. I don't know what building I am.
The Russian Vodka Room?
Sure. That works.
Is that a place still?
Yeah, I think it still exists. So, Samantha's, we cut from
your
the
Splash.
Scene.
You're Splash, even though it no longer exists.
Say,
you are forever
anymore.
And always Splash and musicals
whenever
Mondays.
I walk by, I give a little sigh.
I need a cocktail.
So, Samantha's looking at her watch. We cut to Samantha.
Right, and did you notice that her and Big both... Don't look at a clock. They grab their watches, which are not on their wrists,
right.
to look at.
It is kind of funny. And I guess you can imagine that his clock is locked up.
Oh, okay. And also, I thought of it, too. In 2019, we have our cell phones that we keep by us to check time. So that's probably just what people did in the olden days.
In the
is
olden
it, Mike?
Days. I don't remember. I never had. You know what? I actually used to wear a pocket watch because for some reason I thought that was fancy. And I was fancy.
Or colonial.
Yeah. So Samantha's clearly feeling deserted. He's 3 hours late.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get her thing of like...
Richard Wright, the telephone. Have you two met?
You know, that is kind of annoying to me when I'm like, just call. If you're 3 hours late, that's pretty extreme. She has a gift for him.
It's one of those weird Bed Bath & Beyond paintings.
I actually really like this piece of work. I don't know where
you're calling it a piece of work. You probably Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, they made it. It was made for...
Oh, now I'm the asshole.
For the record, this is a commentary episode, so I do have a few behind-the-scenes things that I'll bring up. But yeah, this was actually made for the show. Because they wanted it to also look... They wanted it to be, like, represent love, but look masculine, which is why it's, like, the blacks and the deeper... I love that. I like those colors.
Well, you know how when...
I'm so masculine.
You go to Bed Bath & Beyond or Marshalls or TJ Maxx, they have those aisles of those paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
And... They are. I mean, I guess it would be, like, the classic dude look, where it's, like, browns and reds and... You have in your kitchen, a sign that says, like, Merlot.
Oh.
And a lot of color blocking. But in my mind, that's just where those belonged.
Yeah, she gives him this gift. It's the closest that she's ever come to giving her heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have maybe a tell here where she points to where she thinks it should go on the wall. And Richard, and we see Richard's face.
Yeah, I didn't know why this was happening.
It's a weird moment that you can see something is happening. Something
right.
is happening on his face. So we get back to Carrie going through Big's records and making how old are you jokes.
Yeah, but records are back.
Records are back. I have a whole like stack of records over there somewhere that I...
Mike, those are shoes.
No, behind the shoes, oh. Next to the shoes. I used to like to buy records, always thinking that I'd use them for decoration, and I've never actually done that. But one of these days...
You can. I mean, you can buy record album frames. Yeah, and they are drinking wine out of very intense wine glasses.
Yeah, I think it's all meant to look like classic kind of old school. They are... I don't even know that they're wine... They're like goblets.
Yeah, they love a goblet. They're really tall. They look like huge candlesticks.
And she wants to do it upright.
A proper goodbye. You mean New York? You owe it to us. And by us, I mean New York and myself.
I think she just wants him to pay for dinner, but okay.
I think she just wants to have sex.
I think so. I think that's that too. She wants, you know, she wants to feel special.
Right.
She wants to feel like she was important to him.
Right.
Which totally makes sense. He starts playing Moon River, which she thinks is corny, and he calls it classic.
I'm talking about his parents.
Two drifters. When I was little, I thought it was two twisters.
Which I think is dumb, but I also have had those things.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Like, you think that the lyrics are something that they completely are not.
Yeah.
He has to sell the line, it was the 60s and my parents had the moves. And I was like, good job, Chris. You did a good job with that line.
And then he does the moves.
I mean, it's sort of cheesy and corny and silly, but they really make it work.
And they start dancing in here. And I was like, oh, yay. I was like, Big and Carrie, yay.
And then the record skips.
And then the record skips.
Yeah, they got to do something. Got to do something to maintain the tension.
I know. And then...
And the spell is broken.
And she's going to go.
And she decides that they have plans on Sunday
night.
Yeah,
don't disappoint us.
And by us... I mean, you and me.
And...
But I also... I want him to be like, I'm hanging out with someone else on Sunday night.
Right. And also, he's leaving Monday morning. So he probably has other things he has to do.
He's leaving Monday afternoon. He's leaving Monday at 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. He probably has people coming to move all this stuff for
him. I'm sure that he has nothing to do with what's happening there.
He just bought a vineyard.
Yeah.
That's where the wine is from.
And the next morning, we have brunch with a big pretzel necklace.
Yep.
That's all. I mean, I kind of wish the Carrie necklace was on top of the pretzel necklace is all.
I have a pretzel necklace, but it's not that big. Yeah. It's like a delicate pretzel necklace.
She has like the one you buy on the street.
Do you? Is that where I get that?
Maybe.
And I'm always surprised when people leave New York. Where did they go?
Where did they go? The real world.
A homeless man showed me his dick on the way here. It doesn't get any realer than that.
I think that when I watched this originally, I hadn't really gone through this. And now so many of my friends have left New York.
Yeah.
Like you get to a certain place where... New York is a hard place to live, and especially as you get older, and, you know, Miranda has a baby on the show, but in real life, as your friends get older and have kids and don't necessarily want to deal with the struggle of doing all of that in New York City.
It is hard, and it happens to me. I mean, it happens, I think, with people with every situation in life, but as soon as someone is saying, I'm going to leave New York, and they're justifying their reasons... Your brain's always thinking, should I leave? Do I need to go? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? And I don't want to leave. I love it here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want a farm because I think I just want to, like, hang out with pigs and stuff. But I can probably just do that somewhere downtown.
I would just also visit a farm. Yeah, I
was trying to make
person...
a joke about men are pigs.
Gotcha. That's good. That wasn't funny.
No. You say that wasn't funny?
No, I said that was funny.
Oh.
I don't want to leave New York. I have no desire to leave New York. But I have moments where I'll think like, well, what if? Like, what if I was someplace else? And Miranda has the comment of like, it's like the guys you have a great second date with and then they disappear. And I was like, what's that?
A second date or a guy?
Either.
Okay, now the tough question.
And should they have sex one last time?
Going out of business sex.
Miranda says no.
Okay, quick draw. Give it a second here.
No.
And that sex with an ex can be depressing.
If it's good, you don't have it anymore. If it's bad, you just had sex with an ex.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, and Carrie makes a comment of 2 years ago. So it's been 2 years.
Well.
Since they met or since
no,
they broke
no.
up?
No, no. I think that... So we kind of get into, you know, aren't you afraid of getting pulled back in and that... Big and her are in a different place, and that it's not the her of 2 years ago. And I think what she means by that is it was 2 years ago that she was having the affair.
Mm.
It was 2 years ago that she was with Aiden.
Oh, wow.
And she cheated
on Aiden.
They
jump ahead of the show.
Well, I mean, if you think that every season is another summer.
Right.
I mean, I think we're not really supposed to get too logical with it, but theoretically, yeah, it was 2 years ago. Also, I just want to bring up really quickly, this is a little out of nowhere, but that the other day you had texted me the question of when was Carrie's birthday, and I was like, the first episode of this season.
Yeah.
And it feels like it was 100 years ago. Like, that episode feels like so long ago. And we'll get more of it, more into it, like, in the season recap. But doesn't this season sort of feel epic?
Well, it feels like a lot has happened.
Yeah, so much has happened. Anyways, we should probably save that. But I thought it was a funny moment where, in my mind, I was like, that was this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samantha uses the love word.
Yeah, she says, love stuff is a motherfucker.
Yeah, she's a loveaholic.
Yeah.
And I guess this is the first time that Samantha's ever used that word, I guess. I feel like we've been close before, but maybe not all the way.
Well, she said it, but she was on ecstasy.
Yeah, that's true. And then we have a really funny moment that I knew before watching the commentary.
That Charlotte says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between Charlotte and Miranda.
Together.
Yeah. That it becomes sort of a, real audience watching the show, there were always that debate of like, should Carrie end up with Big or should Carrie end up with Aiden?
Right.
And we kind of have the battle lines drawn between Charlotte. I love Miranda's like, if she's going to end up with anybody, it would have been Aiden. And
then yeah.
Carrie's kind of like, oh, that's very helpful.
This is all very informative.
Thanks.
So I'm a Charlotte.
And I'm Miranda.
Cool. I have a bigger house.
But I guess you own yours too.
Yeah,
oh,
you have,
God,
a baby.
I have a baby. It's terrible.
But you have Steve.
I don't have, there's no having of the Steve. That was also this season. Nope, that was last season. That was Staten Island. So Charlotte hasn't had sex since Trey, which isn't surprising.
Yeah.
They've been divorced for like a day.
Well, we don't know though how long. Maybe
probably a month.
4 years in Sex and the City land.
Oh, honey, you should get on that. It's the only way to move on.
Yeah, so I don't think that's not that big of a reveal.
And they keep saying to her, use a condom. Well, yeah, Miranda, because
but we know
baby.
She's not going to.
Yeah, no one in the show does. They never, why don't all of you take your own advice?
So Carrie gets thinking about fate.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I mean, I get it that it's like writer-y, but she's like, maybe it's because we live in a city where we can't see the stars.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Calm down. Let me get it. I couldn't help but wonder.
Can you make a mistake and miss your fate? I've thought that before.
Okay. I know that we're supposed to say no. You're right where you're supposed to be. We're all on our own journey. You're on the path you're supposed to be on. In reality, I absolutely have had moments in my life where I'm like, I am so far away from where I thought I would be that, like, have I just actively worked against myself?
Right.
So I don't know. I know that optimistically we're supposed to be like, nope. You're right where you're supposed to be. I don't know. I got no answers on this
one.
Well,
sometimes I think...
We're all friends here, right? We can be honest about this.
Sometimes I think that we are exactly where we're supposed to be, but maybe I took the long way.
Now, this is where I would say I could insert some Dixie Chicks here.
Maybe I'm still taking the long way. But sometimes I think, oh, and then I look back at it and I think, okay, that's why that thing happened. Mm. But there's been certain situations in my life where I'm thinking, oh, I really effed up that one.
Yeah, it's called Every Day for Me.
Okay, wow.
So Charlotte is docenting.
Yes, at MoMA.
Yeah, she's showing the Monet, her personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been? You've been there before. Have you seen these?
I haven't been to the
MoMA. Oh, wow.
Should we go there?
Yeah, I actually really love this museum. I mean, you have to sort of set a timeline because you could literally be there from morning until night and not see everything. So you sort of have to like be like, I'm going to do 3 hours and this is the section I'm going to care about, because your brain does start to melt eventually. But it's beautiful. And seeing these works of art in person, I can't in my mind put that those two are that close together. For some reason, in my mind, they're in different rooms. But I think that they must be because they filmed in the MoMA, mm-hmm. And they filmed very quickly.
In the moment at the MoMA. Yeah. Do you ever think of Clueless whenever you hear Monet?
Every time.
Yeah, okay.
Full
it's
on
not
Monet.
Just me, yeah.
No. And a gentleman has returned because he loves the Impressionists, but mm-hmm. mostly he wants to ask her out.
Yeah, weird museum guy.
Eric. His name is Terry Maratos. This is like his first real credit. He has like a short credit
before
this.
He's still working quite a bit.
He's a theater guy. Like he does theater as well. And his character also just went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of move on to the Pollock.
Yeah, well, she's saying, you know, he asks her out and she says, I'm not ready.
Not ready yet.
And then we move to the Pollock and we see Trey and Bunny arm in arm.
Yeah.
That's how you and your mom go to the museum,
all the
right?
Time. Yeah, arm in arm.
They're going to go find the one on the bearskin rug.
Yeah, she hates the Monet. Such a
sap. Hates it.
I guess a kind of funny behind the scenes story is that Francis Sternhagen said to Michael Patrick King, like, you can't make me say that I hate Monet. Like, only monsters hate Monet. And that he was like, you're the villain. You gotta say
Bunny is a monster.
Bunny is a monster. She's a monster.
Bunny is a monster.
And Charlotte agrees to dinner and then rushes the tour along.
Yeah.
I changed my mind. I'll have dinner with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone.
There are tours like that in museums
where they're so much fun.
Okay.
If we go, we should do. I actually prefer doing a tour because the people, like, you learn so many cool little things that you would not know just by looking at a painting.
I think I'd get bored.
I don't think so. They're pretty fascinating. Maybe. Okay. We'll give it a try. They're not hours and hours long.
Can you leave it if I'm like, I got to get out of this tour.
No,
we can just do our own thing.
Handcuff yourselves all together.
Sometimes, like, Mike will suggest a play and I ask if I'm too stupid for it because I am not an idiot. I'm an intelligent person, but sometimes I'm like, do I have to know everything about history to go here?
I don't think that I would enjoy something that I had to know everything about history. I think that a good piece of work means that you don't necessarily need to know all the background. It should encapsulate in itself what is happening.
Can you write this down for my OkCupid profile?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're building a crib.
We're building a crib.
We do sort of play with the masculine feminine, as we often do with Miranda and Steve.
Well, I thought of you here because they were building something, and I was thinking Mike's supposed to be very good at building IKEA furniture.
I love building things. I love it so much. It's like one of my favorite things to do is to put IKEA furniture together. Put this bed together. Put that together. Put those together. I love putting things together.
And you also love building a mystery.
True. And so they kind of get to talking about baby names. She's thinking about Danny.
He's thinking about Paul because it's a family name. It's a Brady family name.
Right.
But they're dead. You didn't even know him. Danny's better.
Yeah. So he kind of likes Danny.
Yeah, the crib for Danny Hobbs. And he starts to get emotional.
Yeah.
Steve is so cute. I was watching this with my roommate and he was like, I love Steve. And I was like, I love Steve. Everyone loves Steve.
Yeah. So Samantha gets upset that Richard doesn't want to have sex right then.
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex once and I want out.
Not just once. What about yesterday?
We were at the opera.
I was bored.
Yeah, I wrote, she may be emotionally stunted. I know we've talked about Samantha maybe not being the most fully well-rounded individual, but really in this scene, I'm like, oh, girl.
Well, it's said sometimes that you stop growing, if you are someone who uses a lot of substances, that you stop, you know, maturing at that age, really. So Samantha, maybe, you know.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't know how to, like, deal with a relationship.
Why haven't you hung the hearts?
I will.
It's been laying against that wall for days.
I'm not sure it belongs here.
You mean I don't belong here?
And her whole thing of, like, just tell me you're sleeping with someone and we'll call it a day.
And he's like, no, it was a business lunch. I was eating. And eating who?
And I think that the hearts would look better in the den.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's also funny because I just assume that's his whole apartment is that
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, me too.
Because we've never seen anything other than that bed.
And who has a den in New York? Like, that's like something that your friend's dad has and you walk two steps down to it and it's where he watches football. Like, you don't have that in New York.
I do not want out of this. But if you do, this is a good way to go.
And she says that she believes him and we smash cut to, yeah.
He's blowing someone else. And they're walking down the street, and I meant to look up Alaska on Madison, because that's the name of a place that they pass by.
Yeah, they're at East 74th Street.
Oh, you've already looked it up.
Yes, I know right where this is. Okay. East 74th. She got a wig.
From the Raquel Welsh wig line.
Yes, I love it. And she's going to follow him. Mm-hmm. She stole the key from his cleaning lady. This is extreme. And does she not just have a key?
Yeah, and then she's going to, like, what, tell Carrie this? And Carrie's like, yeah, been there, done that, rubber Ben.
She's going to sneak in and listen to his answering machine. This is not good. For the record, if you're this insecure about your relationship, it's probably not going well.
Yeah, could you imagine them if they had phones, like, trying to break into... Could you imagine all of this, like, trying to read text messages? Like, all of them trying to read everyone's text messages?
Yeah, this could get very dangerous. And then Carrie spots some shoes.
Mm-hmm, that she needs.
She discusses that it's dinner, drinks, and dancing. Do people go dancing in New York? Are there still places you can go dancing?
I have a few friends that are always like, I want to go dancing. And I'm disgusted.
But they probably mean, like, in the basement of the monster, right?
No, it's like
there.
My straight women friends.
Oh, gotcha.
You're, like, at the basement of the monster. No, the last time I was at the monster, I somehow convinced the guy playing the piano that I wanted to do a full Irving Berlin set.
That's power
right
there.
This is a long time ago.
So we get to Charlotte and Eric at dinner. And there's not a lot to say about the dinner itself. It just seems like they're having a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And just sort of talking about their exes and what went wrong.
Mm-hmm. Love is tricky. I mean, it's just so hard to see clearly through it.
It's like a fog or something. You're very sweet, Eric.
And we get back to her place, and he slowly starts to freak out.
Yeah, he's like, wow.
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 This place is huge. Wow.
Was your ex like a king?
He's a doctor.
Wow.
Wow.
It goes all the way over there. And I'm like, it does go all the way over there.
I mean, I've gone to people's apartments and walked in and thought, your apartment's really nice.
Thank you.
People's, not yours. But hasn't that happened to you where someone gives you their address and you walk and you're like, oh, this building, it's very nice. There's 14 different doormen.
Yeah, sometimes. Doormen. I don't know a lot of people that live in doormen buildings. Mm. I have one or two friends. I had a friend very early on in New York that had a nice apartment. It wasn't a doormat apartment, but it was very nice and it like faced the Hudson River. Mm. So maybe I was like shown nice apartments too early.
Yeah.
I mean, like my first apartment like literally looked like it was in a crack den. So, but yeah, sometimes I'm at certain places and I'm like, oh, you have like a grown up nice apartment.
Mm-hmm.
My ex was an Orthodox Jew and you're rich. Why can't just okay? He needs to go.
Yeah,
and she
pulls
him out.
Maybe you should go.
Jesus Christ, it's huge. Well,
follow me.
This is not her, you know, breaking the streak here.
I had a lovely dinner. Bye.
You carry on a walk with Miranda. It really was raining apparently that day.
Okay,
and it wasn't supposed to be raining.
That umbrella is too big, and they're walking too slow.
Well, but they're also filming a TV show.
I know, but just if anyone's watching okay. this and you're thinking of going to New York and you're thinking of walking down the street, do not bring a golf umbrella.
Yeah.
And hurry up. There's umbrella choreography. We've talked about this before.
But she's pregnant.
Then get her own umbrella. But, you know, they're taking up the whole street. They're being very selfish.
Yeah. So it wasn't supposed to be rain. Wasn't supposed to be raining. There was nothing in the original script about it raining. So they kind of had to last minute throw in a line about the rain. And that's why there was the umbrella. The funny thing about it is I feel like they could have just not had the umbrella because you can't tell that it's raining. I can't see that it's raining except for the fact that they have an umbrella.
Well, and also their clothes would start getting wet.
I guess so.
Carrie's yeah. hair.
Contrary to popular opinion, I have decided to give myself permission to sleep with Big if it feels right.
What was she going to do before? Just sleep with him no matter what?
I think before she was debating whether or not she should even give herself permission
to.
Oh, okay. That maybe it was I'm definitely not going to. And mm-hmm. now it's we'll just see how it goes. Which, yeah, is sort of the logical thing to do.
Miranda's going to sign her permission slip.
Yeah, Miranda feels a kick or something.
Carrie, will you be in the room with me? Steve's a good coach, but he's too emotional. I'm going to need something normal to look at. It'll make me calmer.
Because she needs someone there that is
calming.
In
the room where it happens.
Yeah, it's a Hamilton reference.
Yeah, I made it.
Which is also a West Wing reference first. So after the rain.
I am confused.
After the dinner. After the dancing.
They go on an inhumane carriage ride.
No, they're really terrible. And here's the thing about it. They're not fun. On one of my parents, probably their sixth or seventh visit to New York when we'd done everything, we were I guess we could do a carriage ride in Central Park. They're not fun. It's weird. Sitting in the back of a carriage. This poor horse is, yeah, it's not
Big
good.
Big calls it a buggy ride.
Yeah, buggy ride in Central Park.
So what are you going to do out there in Napa besides watch grapes shrivel?
Work, smoke cigars, look at the stars.
I give it a week.
Very pessimistic mm-hmm. about the whole Napa thing. And aren't you going to miss it? And, you know, she's in a very romantic, New York, which, I love New York, so I get it. But it's not for everybody. Some people want to get out. Some people want to live on a vineyard in Napa. I think that sounds terrible.
It's a lot of wine.
I'm not really a wine person.
Okay.
I'll drink it. So they start to kiss. I guess it is notable that Big and Carrie haven't kissed in a very long time.
Right.
And then a phone starts ringing, and I love how at first,
She's like, I don't have a cell phone.
I don't even have a cell phone.
She's like, oh, wait, Miranda gave me this in case.
And Miranda's in labor.
Meet me at Mount Sinai at 99th and 5th. Okay, is Steve with you? No, he's on his way from the bar. I didn't think that I should wait.
You're not really leaving the park. I guess if you have to get on 5th, you have to
leave
the park.
Yeah, but then they're, he gives Babbo
$400. $400.
But, just get out. Have Babbo take you to the street and get in a cab. You could have saved about $370.
Yeah.
You leave tomorrow at 5? How about lunch? I'll come over around 2?
I can't believe you're leaving me alone with a horse and buggy.
Thanks for the ride, Prince Charming.
Carrie looks great.
She does look great.
And it's 81st and Park.
He lives at 81st
and
Park.
Oh, sorry.
So then he says, now I got to go to 81st and Park. But
Babbo.
First, he has a moment. And I guess the idea of this moment was... this is his goodbye, but he has no intention of seeing her the next day. But this little wink is that's it. That's what he has. Yeah.
Very big.
And then, yeah, very. So big, so small. That's a Dear Evan Hansen reference, which I've never seen, but I've been told.
You will be found.
So I do Carrie's you will do anything to keep me from sleeping with Big. And Miranda's just trying to get her water to break.
And then her water breaks. Is that how water breaks?
Well, first she tells Carrie that she needs her to keep people from getting too cheerleadery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then, her water breaks. I think it's kind of like that. I don't have, I had the only friend that I have that had a baby. It didn't happen quite like this. But, yeah, it's also, so that's the whole gag of this is that she got these new shoes. I am kind of those were really expensive shoes to, maybe just, you should have kept your foot back a little bit.
Yeah, but she didn't know it was going to happen. Yeah. And I think Carrie's in the same boat as us where she's like, I don't know what happens when the water breaks.
So we cut to lunch the next day. Miranda's labor has started. We know it extends through lunch. And now we get to Samantha following Richard. For the record, this was filmed on that same rainy day. So if you watch closely, the sidewalk is dry.
Oh.
And then it's wet. And then it's dry.
because they hadn't expected it to rain that day, or they weren't really prepared for it to rain that day.
And another episode, I'm sorry, but Samantha is Stockard Channing as Rizzo.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Yeah. And I feel like when his phone rings, he answers it, "Hey, gorgeous." And I could be wrong. I rewound it a couple of times, and you can only kind of hear it. But I'd be curious to know if that's what he says.
Okay, did you put the captions
on? I did not put the captions
on. Oh, I had the captions on. I didn't even pay attention. So we'll go back and check.
But it is also pointed out by MPK that he always calls her gorgeous. Like, he almost, which is still a way of objectifying her. That it is sort of like acknowledging her gorgeous, but not really acknowledging her, which I think is interesting.
Also, I forgot another butthole, Don. Someone sent me a screen capture of Clown Table from their captions, but for me it was Cloud Table, and I googled and I think it actually is a cloud table. A cloud table is just the table that kind of has the shape of a cloud.
Oh, interesting.
So it's, yeah, because if you Google cloud table, a bunch of things come up that are just normal tables that are just and circular.
If you Google clown table, terrifying,
yeah, nightmares. Don't Google clown table. Yeah, so Samantha, aka Rizzo, aka Charity, aka Liz Taylor,
jumps in the cab and says, "Follow that car."
Follow that car.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just go.
Which is a bit much.
Yeah.
And she ends up back at Richards, and she was right about him, and that sucks.
Yeah, I was so mad about this. Yeah, I thought she was going to go home, and he was going to be setting up like a romantic dinner for her, and then she would have to sit there dressed as Sweet Charity.
Yeah, it sucks. It's really upsetting that, like, she was right.
But?
And she destroys the artwork and storms out.
Gotta get up, gotta get out. Gotta get up, get out, and live it.
And I do like...
That's a Sweet Charity reference.
That is. Good job. I do like how the woman who is, you know, splayed gets the last line of "Who the fuck was that?"
Yeah. And then cut to another set of legs open.
Uh-huh. We get the labor room, the delivery nurse.
That's right. She is. You're almost there. Now push. Push.
Geneva Carr. She's a big theater actor. Mm-hmm. She was Tony nominated for Hand to God.
Yeah, I saw her.
She is in the TV series Bull, which I think is still happening. They had some.
And you actually interviewed her for Theater People.
Yeah, she was on an episode of a podcast I used to work on called Theater People, and it's one of the best. It's such a good episode.
I remember that.
She's
like,
so smart. Yeah. Like, her advice is so smart. She was also in all of those, I think it was Sprint commercials, where she's the mom, and the minutes are represented by those little, like, orange plastic circles, and she kind of chides her kids for, like, being careful with their minutes.
Oh, okay.
And if you see it, like, it's so recognizable, and they were everywhere. But I remember her bringing it up in the interview and being like, "Oh, of course that was you. Those commercials were everywhere." Anyway, she's lovely. And Carrie has to calm the nurse down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not sure what's happening with Carrie's gown. Carrie has, like, the emergency room gown on, but it's, like, an off-the-shoulder look.
Yeah,
like,
well, she's of really, course.
She's really, like, zhuzhed that gown. I want one of the doctors to be like, "You have to actually put that gown on, ma'am."
It was, like, the one time that, at, like, a restaurant I worked at, the dishwasher, like, twisted his dishwashing apron a little bit on top. So instead of it being, like, just a rubber apron, it had, like, a cross neck. And I was like, "Oh, very Halston."
Yeah. And then I wrote... Through the magical friendship stare, Miranda calmly poops out the baby. Like, that labor is very, very not intense.
They're just like, "One more push," and then she looks at Carrie, and it's like, "Mop!"
And then there's the baby.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, this is very similar to Cynthia Nixon's birth.
Wow.
When she had given birth, and Michael Patrick King asked her, like, "What was your labor actually like?" Because we've seen so many labor scenes on TV and film. And according to Cynthia Nixon, she said it was very quiet. So that's actually why they went this route.
Shh.
I know.
Shh. Cynthia's having a baby. And 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 balls.
And then I wrote, the nurse is excited about the baby, and so Carrie stabs her to death.
Yeah, Carrie, like, she's not supposed to be a cheerleader, but she can, you know, be happy that the baby's there.
Do I hear happiness in here? The doctor is a real doctor, for the record. They hired a real doctor to play this doctor.
Oh, I wonder why.
Because they knew they'd be handling a small baby.
Oh, and Cynthia was actually having a baby.
And she's getting a real episiotomy right here. But that is what
when
the
they
doctor's doing
up?
Down there. Yeah, that's when they sew. Which also, she must be numb. Like, there has to be, because that seems real painful.
Well, after you've had a child, like, yeah, I think that, thing, like that's nothing. Like the easiest thing in the world. Yeah, with my mom, I know that I was like... upside down with my legs behind my head, and they had to go inside and twist me around.
Out of your life.
Yeah.
I was being choked by the umbilical cord. Have I not told? I feel like I may have said this already, but yeah. I was being choked by the umbilical cord, and they had to break my collarbone to get me out. But no one knew my collarbone was broken for like 2 days. So my mom would just pick me up and I would scream. It's really just getting me ready for life.
Yeah.
So Miranda holds the baby and names it
Brady Hobbs.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
It's very sweet. It's a great name, too.
Yeah, I love the name. And Steve, because Steve's like, says, makes a comment about Danny.
Yeah.
She goes, no, I
changed it. Yeah, I changed it. I think it should name. Be Brady. Hobbs. And Steve cries.
Yeah, of course.
And Carrie shuts it down.
But I love that. I love that, like, because I was a little bit like, why wouldn't you, you know, quit pushing Steve out? Like, he wants to be here.
So Carrie rushes out to tell Charlotte just as Samantha arrives.
Mm-hmm. Miranda has a son. Just what the world needs, another man.
But then does put her feelings on hold.
Yeah, and Charlotte's a little bit confused about the wig. She's like, just walk slow.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so then we cut to Carrie at Biggs.
Yeah, the empty apartment.
How did she get in?
I think she just walked in. I mean, it's a doorman building. They probably recognize her. She was
But they're not
going to
be like, Carrie, he's gone. Yeah.
I mean, there definitely are questions here, but I kind of just chose to go with it. Where I'm like, maybe she just walked in and didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And that really is a thing sometimes when you move out of an apartment that they leave the door unlocked. Like, it's not that unusual, but we do have to, like, allow for it a little bit.
Isn't there giant juice on her shoes?
I wrote, she's still wearing the amniotic fluid shoes.
That's probably the proper word.
No, it's usually giant juice. Okay. You're correct. Yeah, fun fact, this is Trey and Charlotte's apartment.
Oh.
We hadn't been in Big's apartment in so long that they didn't have that set anymore. So they took Trey and Charlotte's and, like, painted a wall red, and there you go.
And he leaves her a couple things.
He left her a record.
For you, when you get lonely. And some plane tickets. It's been a long time since I've bought a physical plane ticket.
Right.
Did you used to be able to just buy plane tickets for any date?
I think that you could in a certain way, because I've seen this on other TV shows too, from like that era where it's like, here are the tickets if you ever need them. And maybe it's more of like a voucher.
Yeah. But also, Carrie, it's a very Carrie Bradshaw thing to wake up, the man is gone, and he's left her a letter. Like, it happened when that guy thought she was a prostitute.
Uh-huh.
It happened with Aiden. He left her a deed or a lawyer thing. Isn't that what they're called? Lawyer things?
A lawyer thing.
Yeah.
A lawyer thing with vagina juice.
Mm-hmm. And now Big has left her tickets, which is a very not big thing to do. I mean, it's a very big thing to do to not say goodbye and just leave, but it's not a very big thing to do to leave the record and the tickets.
Well, but it is under the condition of like, when I'm lonely.
Yeah, I guess so. When you're lonely, just listen to this record.
Exactly.
When I'm lonely, get here. Yeah.
So she leaves and the leaves are changing. This is all CGI. This was all filmed in the summer, so those leaves were not really brown.
She's got a great turtleneck.
A new season has begun, which I guess is funny because this is actually a season ending.
Mm.
And then we have some ending thoughts of maybe mistakes are what make our fate.
If we never veered off course, we wouldn't fall in love or have babies or be who we are.
You know, I've made a lot of mistakes in life. And
yeah, this is where I could just go to the crazy existential crisis place.
But I think about that because some of the best things that for me have happened because of awful circumstances. There's that Elizabeth Gilbert quote in Eat, Pray, Love where they talk about ruin.
Ruin is a gift. Ruin is the road to transformation.
I mean, there's also the, you know, isn't there a one from J.K. Rowling about rock bottom is the foundation from which I built my life?
Rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life.
That was kind of what I said. I said rock bottom is where I built my life.
Kudos you.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the whole point for me. It's like, I think that a lot of times mistakes do lead to fate.
Well, then maybe I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
I mean, yeah. And it's, you know.
And the ones you love are always in your heart.
And if you're very lucky, a plane ride away.
I want them closer than that. But it is what it is. And it is a lovely end to the episode, really. And we finished with the dedication, dedicated to our city of New York, then, now, and forever. I could weep saying it. I wept when I wrote it down today. I wept when I first saw it. And that's season 4.
I couldn't help but wonder. Couldn't help but wonder if Big ate that pizza for breakfast.
I couldn't help but wonder why she hadn't changed her shoes yet. To me, this is like maybe bigger than the yellow gloves reading that she's just like walking around with giant juice on her foot. as it is now called.
I don't think it's actually it's like not giant juice. It's you know
the fluid that was in the sack with the baby.
Yeah, so now she's closer to Miranda. It's like it's better than a BFF necklace.
It's well, it's what everyone's doing. Mm-hmm. You want to be friends?
Wear my giant juice.
And that's season 4. And season 4 is the same number of episodes as season 3, but it felt so epic.
Well, yeah, there like were feels... 2 practical divorces.
Yeah, yeah,
a baby.
Yeah. So much. It's a great season. Magda came back. Magda came back. Hi, Magda. It was a great season. A lot happened. And we will be back with season 5.
Yeah, we will be back. There was some confusion.
In case any of our jokes were a little too dry, we will be back. We're actually going to be back next week with the recap episode. And then we'll have a week off, probably. I still haven't done the calendar as well as I should have. But we'll be back.
At some point.
At some point, very soon.
This would be a good point to bring it back to Hamilton and put in some King George.
We'll be back. Mm-hmm. What I meant to do at the beginning of the episode is something that we never, ever do. But maybe we'll put it here, because this is also a good thing to do as you're waiting for us to return. Hey, guys, would you mind going on Apple Podcasts and rating us, preferably 5 stars, because that's nice. Doesn't cost you anything. And even more importantly, write a review. It can be a short review. I think people weren't sure about writing reviews, and some of them wrote it like on Facebook, which is very nice. Like wherever you want to say nice things is nice, but really doing it through Apple is the most helpful way for other people to find the podcast.
Yeah, and it's great.
And it can be a sentence.
Sorry, I just ruined your whole.
Yeah, it's great. So that right
yeah,
there
it's
is
great.
That
can... But no, we read every single one of them. Usually, I find them and screenshot them and send them to Mike because he's still working on like technology stuff. And we love them. We honestly love even the ones when you don't like something, because it gives Mike more material to use against me, because usually they're about me.
Yeah, so...
But thank you. And for everyone that has written a review, thank you.
Thank you. And we've read it. We've read them. We literally have read all of them. They're actually super, super fun. And, you know, if we're going to be totally honest, I don't know what we're doing after this podcast.
No.
We're definitely doing seasons 5. We're doing 6 and what I call season 7. I'm sure that we'll do the movies in some form. I'm sure that we will. So I don't know what the future holds beyond this year. But in any case, the more people that can write something and the more people that can share something, it just is helpful in general. So whatever the future entails, we'd really appreciate you taking a moment to write something and rate us.
Speaking of the future, Candace Bushnell just dropped some news.
Yeah, where there's a, it's, I don't think it's a sequel per se, but it's like...
Is there still Sex in the City?
Exactly.
Mike says no.
Wouldn't have minded a better title, Candace. But I'll be curious to read it, and it's interesting that it's not out yet, and it's already being optioned into a TV series, which is how things work these days, absolutely. But yeah, be curious to see what happens with that.
Maybe that's our next podcast.
Maybe in real time. Ish.
How would that work? Would you just watch them the week before me?
I'd make you wait one day.
Yeah.
No, we'll get in touch with Candace and get whoever ends up producing the TV series.
Paramount
will give us copies of them before they come out, so we can then talk about them, and the episodes would come out right after the TV show was on. Just putting it all out there.
If anyone knows Paramount or Candace,
yeah, let it. We'd like to do a tie-in. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We're ready for our close-up.
All right. See you next season.
Bye.
You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out TheaterPodcastProductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We'll be back next week with a season 4 recap.
Mike had going out of business sex.
So long ago, I didn't even realize I was having it.
And I'm going to butcher the quote, but it's something about... I don't know it.
That was very helpful.
Will you Google Elizabeth Gilbert ruin?
This... Like right now?
Yeah, because the quote's good.
The first thing that comes up when I do J.K. Rowling R is J.K. Rowling richer than the Queen.
Oh, kudos.